one of the major achievements, gains that has been made is that when the declaration was adopted in 2007, there were four countries, major countries, that voted against the declaration. And two have reversed that position in 2009, which was Australia and New Zealand. And in 2010, you had Canada and the US also coming out to say that they did support the declaration. So this gives a major impetus to the declaration itself as a framework for dialogue, for cooperation, but also in terms of how to implement and realize Indigenous peoples' rights.
And what would you say are still the key issues when it comes to Indigenous peoples?
One of the major issues that does come up, of course, is recognition. And this is where a lot of the focus of the forum has been on. How do you get the rights recognized? Of course, around the world, there are varying degrees of recognition in different countries. Also, it varies within regions. And it varies from area to area as well. And what has been a major demand from many of the Indigenous peoples who come to the forum has been, how can you have greater recognition of the rights of Indigenous peoples in terms of their rights to education, health, basic necessities, but also in terms of their recognition of their land rights, ancestral territories, resources. So this, of course, is an issue. This is continuing. And there have been achievements. There is much greater recognition of Indigenous people's rights around the world. And of course, at the UN, it is gaining greater prominence in terms of how we can work together to support these people and ensure that there is greater harmony among peoples and nations.
There's clearly quite a bit of tension between the demands of the modern world and the sometimes quite archaic cultures of Indigenous peoples. How can you work with big business and government to try to ensure that their rights and their history is protected?
This is one of the major challenges of the UN. However, it is gaining ground. There is greater recognition. One misconception often is that there is this notion that for Indigenous peoples, they are archaic. This is a somewhat paternalistic attitude. I mean, I would like to differ from that. I'm of Indigenous origin. But what we do say as Indigenous peoples is that Indigenous peoples' cultures are dynamic. It does not mean that they are static. They don't say no to development. What they do say is that we would like to have development on our own terms, according to our priorities, taking into account our cultures, our identities, and our, you know, our values and our principles. And I think this is where you have to have these as building blocks towards greater recognition of Indigenous peoples within the context of their own realities, but also take into account that, of course, you have governments who also wish to make sure that their citizens, all citizens at least, that is the premise that we operate in, that all citizens should be granted equal rights and access to justice and dignity.